Isn't this fun? You guys are like, James, stay sitting down, get the kids back up. Hey, we're going. You going to preach? Do you want to preach with me?
I don't know.
No? You can preach.
I don't know.
Okay. Worship team, thank you. Not yet. Not yet. So this is the time, unless you want to preach, McCade, it'll be, what do you say? It'll be kind of quick. Just say, he is risen. Go ahead. He didn't have a microphone, so y'all didn't get to hear that. You guys got big Easter plans later today?
Yeah.
Okay, a couple of you going to egg hunt, going to finish off finding the eggs outside? Yeah, going to go and eat more afterwards? Uh-huh. More egg hunts outside, family meals, any of that. How many of you are going to go home and set up a tent? No? That's not part of your... Okay, we got one. It's not part of your Easter tradition? Huh. Maybe it will be after today. Maybe. And I'll tell you why. In just a moment. If it's been a while since you've been to First Church, or if you've never been here on a fifth Sunday, part of the reason we're doing this with the kids isn't just because it's Easter and we're bringing our best. But anytime on the calendar when there's a fifth Sunday in the month, instead of dismissing the kids to leave during the time that I talk, we actually invite them up, which I'm going to do in just a little bit. We think the kids can teach us just as much as we can teach them. So this is a fifth Sunday, and they're going to stay with us. Other thing, if you're newer or you didn't know we're doing this, we have been trying to read the Bible through in a year. It's an entire year-long sermon series. It's titled, Where's Jesus? Each day, we have some given texts, an Old Testament text, a New Testament text, a psalm, and a proverb. And by the end of the year, our goal is to have read through the entire Bible. Now, the goal also each day is to ask the question, where's Jesus in the texts? Whichever texts land on the Sunday is the texts that the person speaking gets to speak on. Now, would you think that the people who wrote that specific Bible, they would have thought of us doing it this year, and they would have put Easter texts today, right? They should have. No. So we're preaching on the assigned text that we have given today, and I just had to grin because they actually really do fit. And you will see how. If you got a Bible, turn to Deuteronomy chapter 16. If you don't, use your phone, ask the Google machine, use the Bible under the seat in front of you. I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to invite the kids up. They're going to help me tell the story. Lord, thank you so much again for the fact that this is a celebratory day where we can stand before you with our kids, with our adults, pointing towards a risen Christ. This is the linchpin of our faith, Lord Jesus. Yes, church has a long history. Yes, there's traditions. Yes, we have scripture. Ultimately, our faith hinges on a risen Lord. And we are so grateful for that. Jesus, today as we look at texts that we don't maybe normally look at on Easter, I ask that you would help us see you in and around them. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Any kid who wants to come to the front can. If you don't want to come to the front, that's fine. You can stay with your parents. But I need a few kids at least. Come on up, sit down. And if you think your kid's going to be extremely squirrely as an adult, you can come up too. Or if you just want to come up anyways, you can. Okay, there's a few. Oh, I'm going to like talk to like this to you guys. Very good. Very good. Not a trick question, and you'll know the answer to this, okay? What day is it? Easter, right? It's pretty big. It is Sunday too. Thank you. Doing well, John and Heidi? You're doing well. It's Easter Sunday combined. Pretty big holiday. Yes? Kids, yes? Can you think of any other holidays that a lot of people celebrate? Christmas. Yes. Okay, good. Another one. That's not Christmas. Birthday. Birthday. I hope people celebrate your birthday. Thanksgiving. Okay, yep. Very good. Any others? Halloween. Mother's Day. We can start listing. Yes. The Leprechaun Day, yes, St. Patty's Day. So good, so good. And for our friends online who didn't quite pick that up, you missed a phenomenal statement. So let's just pretend we're going to pick three of them. I'm going to pick the Leprechaun Day, I'm going to pick Thanksgiving, and I'm going to pick Easter, because it's Easter, okay? Do you guys think that if on all three of those days, if everybody was required to go to the same town to celebrate them, do you think it'd be kind of crazy? Yeah. A little bit chaotic? Yeah, picture that with me for a second. So whether it's, what did we say, Leprechaun Day, St. Paddy's Day, Christmas, or Thanksgiving, right? Easter, thank you. I forgot that one. Any of those days, that would be a hard one to forget, especially today. Not just everybody in here, but we're talking like everybody had to go to the same place to celebrate. Kind of a lot, right? Do you think it'd be fun? All the extroverted kids are like, uh-huh. And all the Wagner girls are like, uh-uh. Because they are their father's daughters. Yes. No. So back in Jesus' time, they had three major holidays, three major festivals that every Jewish male was supposed to come to Jerusalem to celebrate. And that's actually what our texts are about today in Deuteronomy chapter 16. In the first eight verses of Deuteronomy 16, we see that it's the, and I'm going to ask you guys this question, the festival of unleavened bread, or the Passover. All right, this was the festival that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem for when he got arrested. And this one, in that holiday, the Jewish people would traditionally look back and remember how God set them free from Egypt, from slavery in Egypt. So that's the first one. It's the festival of Passover or unleavened bread. Can you say unleavened bread? Well, yeah, that's right. And if you don't know what it is, ask your mom on a drive home, because your dad won't know what it is either. That's the first one, festival of unleavened bread. Second festival, festival of harvest. All right, so again, on the Festival of Harvest, which was 7 weeks after the Festival of Passover, every Jewish male was supposed to go to Jerusalem so that they could celebrate and remember, they'd celebrate the harvest, and they'd remember when God gave the people the law at Mount Sinai. Okay, this one's called the Festival of Harvest. What's this one called? Such a great sound. What's the first one called? Yeah, unleavened bread, right. You can just say flatbread if you can't remember unleavened. Okay, the festival of the flatbread. That's the first, you got a question? Or you got an answer? You got a bunny, perfect. Even better than both. Even better than both. Okay, so the first eight verses in chapter 16 are the festival of unleavened bread. The next three or four are the festival of the harvest. And then the next three to five are the festival of shelters. It's the festival of shelters. Now, this is the festival where every Jewish male would come to Jerusalem and they would remember how they used to live in tents when God rescued them from Egypt. Y'all are like, where's the tents? That's kind of cool. They would remember how they wandered around for 40 days, and God provided shelter for them. This is the festival that we're going to talk about today, and somehow we're going to try and talk about tents tying into Jesus. All right? Now, since we're talking about tents, we might as well build one or have one, right? Because it's no fun just talking about them. I happen to bring one of mine from home, so here's what we need, okay? Do you think you'll all fit in there? Yeah. Oh, somebody said yeah. It's a two-man. Of course we can. I tell you what. Give me, since it is a big two-man tent, give me four or five people in there. I don't care. Just everybody's going to have a chance to sit in there. So whoever's, I'd say fastest, don't break my tent. It's an old one just in case. All right. Sweet. Do you want to go into? Not yet? Okay. Next time. Sweet. So we also, they didn't have tents like this back in Jesus' day. Sometimes they had to do makeshift shelters. So what we're going to do here, I need four kids to each grab a corner. See if you can find a corner. I don't know where corners are. Let's scoot a little bit right over there. Okay, good, good, good. A little bit over here. A little bit more so that the, all right, someone right over here maybe, Juliana. And then, Ziva, you said you wanted to be this person, right? Go stand in the middle and put your arms up. All right, hey, y'all go ahead and get in the tent if you want, but it's going to get quite warm in there, or you can just stand if you want. I don't care either way. I'll try not to talk too long, all right? So go ahead, scoot just a little bit more that way. Perfect, perfect, perfect. So we're talking about the festival of tents today, or the festival of shelters. Listen to the text in Deuteronomy chapter 16. Oh, you're not under a tent or in a tent. Do you want to be? No, you got the solo tent going on, huh? You sleep in a hammock. You figured it out. Do you want to go under or in? Okay, come on. Sweet. You can go under or in. Yeah, look, we don't bite. Come on. All right, perfect. This is even better because they can't see me, but they can hear me. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so here's the text in Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 13 to 15. It says, "You must observe the festival of shelters for 7 days at the end of the harvest season after the grain has been threshed and the grapes have been pressed. This festival will be a happy time of celebrating with your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, the Levites, foreigners, orphans, widows from your towns for 7 days." How long is 7 days, kids? 1 week. Woo! For 7 days, throw a big old party to honor the Lord at the place that he chooses, for it is he who blesses you with bountiful harvest and gives you success in all that you do. This festival will be a time of great joy. It sounds pretty exciting, doesn't it? Y'all can just say yeah, because I know you got your, like, adults, you can help me play. Sounds pretty exciting, doesn't it? Yeah, I mean, you see words like happy time, celebrate, great joy. Now, what we need to remember is, yes, this helped the Israelites think back to when they lived in tents, but more so than that, this was a festival about God's provision, about God providing in the past, in the present, and in the future. Silas, can you say past, present, and future? Past, present, you know, you're the only one here that's listening, so I'm going to end up talking to you a whole bunch. All right. Past, present, and future. The easy thing with the past, as they remembered, was they lived in tents. And that's why for 8 days they would do that. In fact, in the Old Testament, in Leviticus, I think it is, I missed that passage, it talks about God telling them to live in tents for 8 days. And he said to do that because it would remind them of when they left Egypt. Now, so they live in tents, but we're talking about God's provision. That's the big thing we're talking about, okay? God also provided food for the Israelites in the wilderness. He provided water for the Israelites in the wilderness. He provided protection and clothing and everything for the Israelites in the wilderness. The Israelites gave God a name, Jehovah Jireh. Can you guys all say Jehovah Jireh on three? One, two, three. Jehovah Jireh. Can you say it again? Jehovah Jireh. One more time. Jehovah Jireh. You're so cute. You're pretty cute too, Silas. That name means the Lord will provide. Okay, so the Israelites looked into the past to see how the Lord would provide. Today, you guys are a little bit young, but I would bet if you asked your parents or grandparents about a time in their life they felt like they were kind of wandering around, that they'd be able to tell you, and they'd probably be able to tell you how God provided also. You know, maybe they didn't know what to do for work, or maybe they didn't know who to hang out with, or maybe they didn't know what school to go to. They felt like they were wandering around. So, kids, because I don't think you'll remember this, ask your parents on the drive home, parents, help them remember, ask them about a time in their life where they felt like they were wandering around in the wilderness, but God provided for them. Will you guys do that? Okay, sweet. Well, here's what we need to do. Now that you've got it all figured out and you're calm, everybody switch. Yeah, you got to hop in, man. Like, you got to get in the tent or, oh, wow, everybody. All right. Hey, some of you guys, we're going to rotate one more time. So if you don't all fit this time, you can come back to that tent too. You went right through. Okay. Oh, man. Great tent right there. Perfect. Okay, so we're talking about the Festival of Shelters. We're talking about how God provided in the past, in the present, and in the future. We just looked at the past. Now in the present, this festival, it talked about the grapes being pressed and the grain being threshed, right? That meant it was ready to eat now. So they would celebrate the fact that God provided food for them, that they were ready to eat now. Now, not only that, you got to hear the girls up here reading passages earlier, and listen to just a couple of those passages. Psalm 72, verse 3 says, "May the mountains yield prosperity for all, and may the hills be fruitful." May there be abundant prosperity. Can you guys say abundant prosperity?
Abundant prosperity.
Say it again. One more time with the adults. Abundant prosperity, right? So those Israelites, they would think of verses like this in the middle of the Festival of Harvest because it showed that God provided for them now. Now, we also saw that from the feeding of the 5,000 that these two girls read up here. And I wonder if, while Jesus was feeding them, if any of the people there thought of God's provision. Or maybe later in the year, as they were at the Festival of Harvest, because it took place in the fall, did they think back to that? Okay, so kids, I'm going to get you involved here, all right? You guys under here listening? I'm going to get you involved. Sometimes we today forget to look at how God provides for us in the present. So how has God provided for you guys in what ways in your everyday life now? Do you have any ideas how God has provided for you? Adults, we got any ways that God has provided for you? Food? Healing? Shelter? Kids? I'll leave that one alone. Leave it alone. Kids, how about friends? Does God provide friends for you guys? Yep, a little bit. Let's not forget that God provides for us in the present, too. Okay, now if you have not sat inside the tent, it's your turn to sit inside the tent. If you have, if you're not in the tent, go back to the makeshift tent. Ready, set, go. I love it. A little static clean right there. All right, make sure everybody who has not been inside the tent gets a chance to sit inside the tent. All right, guys, this is how it ties into Easter, okay? Festival of Shelters. It's the story of God's provision. Sweet. You guys can all hear me? Story of God's provision in the past, in the present, and in the?
Future.
That was good, adults. Good job. In the future. So one of the coolest things about this festival is this was a festival that everybody got invited to, not just the Jewish people. That's important. Not just the Jewish people, even from when it began, when Moses said, this is how you're supposed to do this festival, he talked about sacrificing extra bulls for other nations, 70 of them. That's Numbers chapter 29. When Solomon was dedicating his, sorry, I got sidetracked. You get a picture of that? There is hair all over the place. It is so cool. Okay, so Solomon was dedicating his temple that he had built during the Festival of Shelters is when he was dedicating it, and he prayed that God would hear the prayer of all the foreigners that would come to the temple to pray. This was an important part of the Festival of Shelters. Now, what does this mean looking forward? Well, there was a prophet who lived 500 years before Jesus named Zechariah, and he spoke of a time where even the people who weren't followers of God would turn to him and would go up to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of Heaven's armies, and to celebrate the Festival of Shelters. He specifically talked about this this festival in Zechariah 14, 16. Now, for that to happen in the future, on and on and on, there needed to be a way that everybody would be invited. And that way was Jesus. Got it? Okay, so everybody quickly put this one down and sit next to it. Perfect. We're looking at the future. It gets hot under there. Yeah, I'm going to send you back to your parents in just a second. All people were being invited to come to Jerusalem to worship. And we know that Jesus provided a way for all people to come and worship him. That's what the whole story of Easter is all about. Him being willing to say, I'll do what it takes so that you guys can come and worship God. So this really is how the Festival of Shelters points towards both Easter and towards our future. Okay, so Festival of Shelters, all about God's provision in the, kids help me out, in the
past.
Past, present, and future. You remember the name for God that means he will provide? Jehovah Jireh. All right, sweet. Go sit with your parents. You guys did awesome. Give them a round of applause, even those in the tent. Now I'm going to finish with the same way I started. Thank you, sir. By asking you, today, when you go home, will you go and build a tent? Maybe. Maybe not. But I hope that after today, I'm going to leave it right there. That's a good spot for it. I hope that after today, when you remember Easter and you remember this Easter, perhaps it will remind you of the Festival of Shelters. Because with Jesus, we get to, even when we're wandering around, he takes care of us. In our lives, in our pasts, and in our presence. He takes care of us today. We heard many ways he does that. And he provides for us in our futures as well. A chance to worship him both now and into forever. So, will Easter become a holiday about setting up tents?
Maybe.
Whatever it is, it's also about God's provision. In the past, the present, and the future, and the kids crushed it. They did a great job. I'm going to pray while the worship team comes back forward, and we're going to sing one more song. Lord Jesus, thank you so much that even in something like an Old Testament festival, you still show up, and we can still see you moving and working and active. God, I thank you for the story of the Israelite people, how you chose them so that they could make you known to all the world, which is us. I thank you that that story has been passed down enough times to where we are able to retell it today, both to each other and to our kids. And I thank you that even in a story about a festival of tents, a festival of remembering, that we still get to see your provision for our past, for our present, and for our future. Lord, may we hang our hat on that today as we continue to celebrate a risen Christ. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.